The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Wow. Ooh. Alvin, if ever I wish I had been replaced by a robot, today is the day.
I know.
I got the flu.
I know.
I didn't get a flu shot, and neither did you.
No, I did not.
And you got the flu. And Suzanne didn't get a flu shot, and she got the flu.
Yeah.
How stupid are we?
Oh.
I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but people tell you and tell you and tell you.
I know.
And yesterday, I felt so sick, and finally the fever broke. But, oh, my gosh, I'm shattered.
Mm.
And, I mean, today I feel like I'm through the worst of it. But do you realize what I'm doing tonight?
I know.
I'm putting on a surgical mask and going to the airport and flying to Israel tonight.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I mean, I'm definitely through the worst of it, but they say after the fever breaks, you got to be careful. You're still contagious for a little while. I think it's 24 hours or whatever they say, 12 hours, but I'm going to hide from people.
Yeah.
But Albin.
Yeah.
I'm so excited I'm going to Israel. I can't even believe it.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Because you have never been there.
Never. Have you?
No, I have not. No. Nope.
Okay, so we're not the only ones. Like you and me, and I'm sure other people have not been there.
No, I definitely want to go. No question about
that. I'll bet Woody Allen has never been there. Guaranteed.
Really? You think?
Guaranteed. Wow. Guaranteed.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a few things to talk about my croaky voice.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in a couple of minutes, we're talking to Cynthia Garrett. She has an amazing story. She's got a couple of TV programs that are around the world now, but we just won't spoil it. She's got an amazing story.
She does.
Then
yes.
In hour two today, tell the people what we've got.
What do we got? We've got Howard Kurtz, who's all the rage with his Media Madness book.
Right.
Yeah. And
people know Howard Kurtz. He's a big deal. He's been all over the media for 20, 30 years. And he just wrote a book. So that's hour two today. If I can croak my way through it, we got Howard Kurtz today. So that takes care of
today.
Tomorrow, we have the bionic woman herself, Lindsay Wagner.
Yes. She's in a new movie coming out tomorrow, in fact, Samson.
Samson.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out tomorrow?
That's coming out tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Taylor
Oh my
James is in the title role.
Not to be confused with James Taylor.
No.
Okay. All right. So we've got a few other things to share.
Yes, we do.
Actually, you know what?
What?
Holy cow.
What?
We're not going to be able to share this today unless I share it right now. I want to talk about the school shooting yesterday. But before that, I got to share this right now. Hillsdale College.
Mm-hmm.
Hillsdale, folks, once a day, I think. I'm sharing on Hillsdale. I just realized if I don't share it now, I can't do it. Metaxasforhillsdale.com. You can find out all you want about Hillsdale College. If you know about higher education in America, you know it's going nutso in most places. There's just a handful of places in America where you can get like a reasonable education, where they actually are willing to respect each other, different views, what college is supposed to be. Hillsdale's at the top of the list. You can debate ideas openly and honestly. They pursue truth together with their professors in a respectful manner. Hard to believe, except it's true. I know Hillsdale. this is the best part. Every student at Hillsdale lives by an honor code. Every freshman commits to follow an honor code. It says a Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct. Can you believe that?
Mm.
Honorable in conduct. They take this idea of honor seriously, thank God. They say that they pledge to be honest in word and deed, dutiful in study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, the student rises to self-government. That is amazing.
Yes.
Go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. They become a major sponsor on the show, and I'm so proud to know that there are just a handful of places like this. Hillsdale at the top of the list. If you're thinking about college or you know somebody thinking about college, go to Metaxasforhillsdale.com.
Oh, you made it. You made it through.
Well, we're not. We've got a lot to talk about. Before we go to talk to Cynthia Garrett, I want to say, I want to ask people to pray for me, because the idea that we're going on this week-long trip to Israel and that I'm not feeling well and that yesterday I was really sick, it's just kind of weird. So I'm bluntly asking people out there who are prayers, please pray for me and Suzanne, because this is a trip of a lifetime for us, and to go into it, you know, exhausted is not great. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, the school shooting. Albin, I'm going to say it. I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I'm politically conservative. But there comes a time when it seems to me people who are pro-gun rights can be guilty of some of the things that the pro-abortion groups are guilty of. What do I mean? I mean that they're not willing to discuss anything, that as soon as the subject comes up, they start throwing the facts and figures from the other side. Now, folks, keep in mind, I'm big Second Amendment. But when you're talking about a nutcase who's 19 years old, a clear nutcase who's 19 years old, who's posting pictures on Instagram of him killing animals, posing with his gun. He has a list of infractions. He's expelled from school. He was legally, quote unquote, allowed to have an AR-15 assault rifle. Now, can we not have a discussion about that? How can we not? I mean, people who refuse to have a discussion about that, to me, it's like the pro-abortion person who says, you know what? I don't want to discuss whether somebody who's 8 months in the womb can be killed. All abortion has to be legal at all times. We're not going to discuss it. That's just not – we've got to be able to discuss this. And I know this is controversial for some people listening, but I don't care. I believe in the truth. I believe in talking about the truth. I believe in a respectful debate,
Yes.
And when our side refuses even to have – a conversation and keeps trotting out the same facts over and over again that, you know, Chicago, they have strict gun laws and there's lots of murders. We know all this. But we're talking about AR-15s. We're talking about a 19-year-old who is insane, who owns an AR-15. I guess I just want to ask, how is it possible that he could have an AR-15? Ladies and gentlemen, don't you want to know? Don't you want to know how a nutcase who's literally 19, not 25, 19 years old, owns an AR-15. As far as I'm concerned, we need to talk about that. So that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a breath.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well. So, what can I say?
Yes. Well, you said it. You said it. What can you say? You said it.
I can't say much. Now, we are, obviously, we're not doing it today, but we've been filming a lot of our interviews, the ones that we tape ahead of time.
Yes.
We've been filming them for Metaxas Super. We put a couple of them up. We're still in the beta mode, as you can see, that, you know, the camera angles and everything. We're still working it out.
Yeah, we're working out the kinks.
We've got big plans, folks. We've got big plans, even to create a studio. I can't really talk about this publicly, but I can say it on the radio. We are we're talking about creating a studio just so that we can do the radio program with the video looking better and everything like that. So if you are signed up by March 1st, you get the $299 price for the year. And then when we kick it up 10 notches, which we are going to do as soon as possible, it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, we've already filmed a whole bunch of stuff. Did we ever get the Patricia Heaton video up yet?
It is up. It was put up last night.
Okay.
And we're going to get the Cynthia Garrett up in time, in a fashion. So we're moving along.
We're getting there. Yep. This has been a slog. We never thought it would be this kind of a slog. But it's actually exciting when you see the product. Like, you think, hey, I can see what Cynthia Garrett looks like. I can see what Patricia Heaton is wearing. She looked so fabulous. You can see what I'm wearing. So anyway, all right. So when we come back, we're talking to Cynthia Garrett. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing story. Yes. I'm amazed that we got her in the studio. And in hour two, none other than Howard Kurtz. Wow. Please pray for my voice. We'll be right back. Oh,
I'm Victoria Hearst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas, and you know I believe America was founded as a beacon of liberty for the world. As I write in my book, If You Can Keep It, if we are to keep this republic, we have to see it afresh and really understand what it is we're keeping. If you have a heart for this important idea, I want to extend a personal invitation for you to join me at the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series on Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Lancaster County Convention Center. This event is sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy and reminds us of our unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles and calls us to let our light so shine for others to see. Join me for an inspirational night that brings a powerful message of hope with inspiring media, choral performances, and me, Eric Metaxas, at the Remember America Speaker Series. Tickets and sponsorships are available at dayspringchristian.com or call 717-344-5584. Visit dayspringchristian.com. That's dayspringchristian.com.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on.
Parking meter. That came out of nowhere.
Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out!
Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming.
Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Open manhole. That snuck up on me.
LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here in the studio with Cynthia Garrett, who I can just tell from her demeanor that she's one of those crazy Christians who actually believes in, like, joy and all that crazy stuff. Cynthia, welcome to the program.
He says as she's giggling.
Yeah, no, but it's so funny. There's some people that they can't hide it. You can't hide your joy. You've got to try harder to hide your joy. Think of negative things. Cynthia, there's so much to you. I don't want to tell your story. You tell your story. You live in California.
I live in California. We just moved back to California after a 7-year sort of crazy stint in Kansas.
Okay, we being you and?
My husband and my 25-year-old son.
Okay.
Who played basketball for the University of Kansas. And who
didn't though, right?
Right.
Didn't
exactly.
we?
Exactly. Yeah,
he,
exactly.
Your son played basketball for the University of Kansas?
Yep, he did for Bill Self.
That's a good reason to live in Kansas.
Yeah, well, that and the fact that the Lord chose to push me into ministry and bring revival to the campus through my child and start my husband and I in a Bible study in our great room with about 250 kids every week.
So, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
I want to find out, first of all, you have a book out. That's the reason you're in the studio. The book is called Prodigal Daughter, A Journey Home to Identity. So what is your story? I know you have a program on TBN. It's all around the world. You film it in England. But you live in Orange County, California. But what is your story?
Gosh, my story is probably not unlike a lot of other people in terms of, you know, low self-esteem and struggles trying to fit into a world that we're not really supposed to fit into anyway.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up pretty much in and around Southern California. I was born in San Francisco. But I was sexually abused as a child. Raped as a teenager, have experienced sexual harassment in a number of ways throughout my life. I'm a cancer survivor. All of those things sort of contribute to why I sit here before you today with a great big old smile on my face, because God has just brought me through so much and held my hand through so many things and so many different levels of my life and my relationship and my journey in knowing him that I can't help but be happy, because to think that, you know, I was always the kid that wanted to work on television. I came out of the womb knowing what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to law school and graduate from law school so people would know I was smart. And then I wanted to be Barbara Walters and host TV shows and talk shows.
I'm so glad you're not Barbara Walters.
Me too.
Okay, so but were you raised in a family of faith?
I went to Catholic schools until I went to Beverly Hills High School, which is all predominantly Jewish. So I was raised in this kind of faith. Typical Catholic home, more or less saved, definitely not surrendered.
What I'm saying is that when you talk about, you know, Jews in Beverly Hills, it's a secular brand. I mean, they're ethnically Jewish, but God is not a big part of that Jewish equation. And when you talk about Catholic schools, a lot of times God is not a big part of that equation. So you were not raised, you know, having a living relationship with Jesus is my question.
I was not.
Okay. And so then what happens in high school and after?
In high school, I went crazy and was walking in what I now know was total rebellion and confusion, because, you know, I was, and the reason my book is called A Journey Home to Identity is because my youth and childhood was really all about the raping of identity that goes on in Christians today. You know, I was conditioned by the media to think a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way. By high school, being successful and popular meant that it was all about me and the choices I was making and what I was doing. Now, I always knew there was a God, but he was sort of in the backseat of a car that I was driving at breakneck speed back then, I might add.
Right.
And I didn't experience surrender until after law school, when I ran off with the wrong guy. I knew him 2 months, decided I was running off to Paris to get married. The reason for that is because I was in so much pain from the fact that I was beginning to deal with understanding that I had been sexually abused, and I was beginning to really experience low self-esteem. And I was, you know, fresh out of law school, but trying to make it in Hollywood. So rejection.
Trying to make it in what sense?
I wanted to work on television.
Okay.
You know, I knew I wanted to go to law school, but when I graduated, much to my mother's chagrin, I said, okay, now I'm going to go for my dream, which is to be on TV. And I had no idea how that was supposed to happen. But
now, wait a minute. Why did you go to Beverly Hills High School? Are your parents in show business?
No, not at all. I have a quote unquote brother, kind of a step family relation, and he's in show business.
Right.
He's a rock star, actually, named Lenny Kravitz. But that didn't have anything to do with my parents.
It's not the Lenny Kravitz, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's the Lenny. Oh, because I figure there's so many Lenny Kravitzes out there.
Yeah, right.
You're related to Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you're related through his mother or
no? It's kind of a long story. She was like my stepmom. I called her mom till the day she died.
Yeah.
He and I grew up together and started calling each other brother and sister, for lack of a better way of explaining our relationship, when we were about 13 years old.
So his mom married your dad?
No, no marriage.
His mom was living with your dad?
No, no, no cohabitation.
Anything that we could talk about?
No blood relation, just the entire world and most of Hollywood knows us as brother and sister.
Interesting.
We grew up, we lived in each other's homes for a long time growing up.
Are you part black?
I am.
You are?
Yes, you're looking at me. You can't tell.
Well,
I'm
I don't
black.
Know. You could be, you know, Hawaiian and Chinese, or I don't know. Well, Lenny Kravitz's mother, some people in my generation remember her as the wife of the neighbors on The Jeffersons, which was like one of the greatest. I mean, I watched that show religiously as a child. Mm-hmm. So I met Mr. Bentley in a New York diner. But honestly, totally. That's kind of a big deal. Wow, wow, wow. So you grew up in the middle of this stuff.
More or less, I guess you could say that. But, you know, I also saw the other side of this stuff. You know, my mom and dad's existence. My parents divorced when I was 13. My mother was a single mom, although she was very close to my father until the day he died.
Yeah.
I saw both sides of the equation. And, you know, even before I saw Hollywood, I wanted to work in Hollywood. I think I had this understanding that, and it was probably driven by my abuse, because I think most artists, if they really get real, are craving validation and love. And I certainly was looking for that. And I think most young people today in the social media obsessed culture we live in are seeking validation and
exactly.
love. Friend me, like me,
right.
you know?
Right.
And it really stems from insecurity.
So at what point does the penny drop and God comes into your life?
It was kind of
run away with the wrong guy. You go to Paris.
Yeah. And on our honeymoon, 2 weeks later, we are in Italy, and I end up discovering he's trafficking drugs in our car. And I.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just want to be clear. We don't judge on this show.
Yes. Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
But wait a minute. Was he from Europe?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
So you follow him to Europe where he's trafficking drugs.
He convinces me that I should come to Paris and get married to him. After knowing him a couple of months, I'm in a world of crazy. I mean, I am really trying to sum up my testimony, because now we're in my testimony, and that's what the book is about.
Right.
I teach all of these lessons about identity and brokenness and forgiveness through the lens of telling my own personal story. So I run off to Paris. I get married to him. We go on a honeymoon to Italy. I discover he's trafficking cocaine in our car. And when he leaves me alone, I take the car and start throwing this stuff out of the car. He comes back and tries to kill me and takes me back to find his drugs. And then we are surrounded by armed military police called the Carabinieri. And I am arrested.
In Italy, they're called Carabinieri.
Yes.
And the Carabinieri, do they still wear like the old-fashioned uniforms, like with the sashes and the epaulettes and everything like that, with guns?
Yes.
Okay.
We are surrounded by probably 10 of them with machine guns. I am arrested and thrown into prison and told I'm going to be in prison for 25 years for the international trafficking of drugs. So it took me...
And this is just on the honeymoon.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm dead serious. It took me almost 2 years testifying as a star witness in the trial against him. I was in prison 3 months. I was released. I was
you
under
were
house
in
arrest.
Italian prison for 3 months?
Yeah.
Was the food good?
Actually, the food was great. It really was. It was great.
I've got to correct jokes. You know, are you kidding me?
No,
I mean, you were in an Italian prison.
Mm-hmm.
But the food was good. You got out after 3 months, probably 40 pounds heavier.
Well, no, I was actually a lot lighter, but I was pregnant and my child saved my life. And that's why I was released and held under house arrest for almost 2 years as a witness.
All right. This is what's called a cliffhanger. We're gonna listen to a little Partridge Family. We're going to let people think about what they've heard. And we're going to come back and hear the rest of the story. I'm talking to Cynthia Garrett. Cynthia Garrett has a book out called Prodigal Daughter. Prodigal Daughter, A Journey Home to Identity. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
You never really had to put on all that show. I decided when I met you a long, long time ago. Whoa, whoa. I would have loved you anyway.
On February 16th, from PureFlix.
Samson. Chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery. The native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Cause now it's
Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Go, go, go. Mixed up a Siciliana, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo.
Hey, a little Louis Prima. What do you expect? We're talking about God, Jesus. Louis Prima fits right in. I'm talking right now to Cynthia Garrett, who's got a new book out called Prodigal Daughter, A Journey Home to Identity. Your story, really, Cynthia, you marry a guy, end up in Italy, find out he's a drug trafficker, you get arrested, you go to jail, you find out you're pregnant, they release you because you're pregnant. And then what happens?
And then what happens? Well, I mean, we skipped over the born again. I got born again in that prison cell.
Are you, what?
Yeah.
In an Italian prison cell?
Day three.
I have never heard this. Come on. How did that happen?
All right. I'll back you up to the prison cell. I was in shock. They were doping me up with a lot of drugs to keep me from going into shock, obviously. I was my mother's first child. The sun shone on me, according to my parents, because I was the overachiever, the A student, graduated from law school. Now I'm in jail. I don't know if anyone knows I'm alive. And I remember going to sleep my first night and I just kind of said, God, if you're real, like I really need to know right now if you're real.
Now, when you say they drugged you up, the Italian authorities gave you drugs?
Well, they give regularly the girls in the prison I was in, at least at that time, Valium to keep you calm. And so
What? I've never heard this before. Valium, yeah, to keep you calm?
I assumed it was Valium. But I would take it and I would get calm.
Fewer stabbings, I guess.
I guess
it's worked
so
for them. So,
I mean,
here you're pregnant. They're giving you Valium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in shock. So I think it was trying to calm me down. But by about day three, I felt like what I now know as the Holy Spirit was saying, don't take the drugs. So I would put them under my tongue and then I would spit them into a cup so as not to take them.
I'm fascinated. I mean, in this country, that would be unconstitutional and illegal for people in prison to give drugs without consent to prisoners. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah. I mean,
they would do that.
Maybe it was a placebo and we thought it kept us calm. I don't know. But I know that when
what did they say to you? Take it to keep you calm. Is that it?
Basically.
Please, take.
Except no one spoke English. So, but basically. And look, I knew that I needed to have my wits about me. And I was in constant prayer. Talking to God.
Now, you had not done that before in your life?
I had a constant dialogue with God from the time I was a child because I could not understand as a little girl why I was being sexually abused by a relative. So I would kind of dialogue with God, and God told me when I was a little girl that it was spiritual warfare. Now, I had no biblical or theological understanding of spiritual warfare as a 7-year-old girl when the Holy Spirit told me that. I mean, I used to sit and Jesus would sit in the room with me and I knew it. I never had any lack of clarity about the fact that there was a God and he spoke to me. And I remember, thinking, okay, spiritual warfare must mean the good spirits or the bad spirits want to kill the good spirits. I mean, now this is very childish, but when you really think about it, it's very, very true, even to today. It wasn't until I read the Bible for the first time that I began to understand that there was a whole thing and a whole theological explanation for spiritual warfare in the Bible, especially in Ephesians. For me, it was as if a light bulb went on and my whole life made sense, because then I began to understand what we experience as believers in the world today. We are in a constant state of having to get up and deal with the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities.
But so you are now in prison and you've had this relationship with God over the years. You have not been walking as a Christian really, but you have this relationship, and then suddenly now, mm-hmm. because you're scared and freaked out, you get serious.
I go deeper. God, if you're real, I need to know why this happened to me. And my dad taught me to never play the victim. So what did I do wrong to contribute to me being here? I knew enough to know from my father, who's an incredibly inspirational man. You don't play the victim. What did you do that got you to where you are, and how do you play your hand? And so I went to sleep on night number 3. And when I was asleep, I had a dream. In the dream, it quite simply, and I will just give it to you straight, an angel appeared to me in the dream. She was clothed in white from head to toe. She had a book in her hand. She held this book out to me and she said, "Do you know what this is?" And I looked at the book and it said good news. And she said, "This is God's word. He's going to send it to you. And if you commit your life to it, he'll save you." And I woke up the next morning from that dream. I got a knock on the door. It was a woman named Senora Mariucha, who was the brigadier on the woman's side of the prison. She became a very dear friend. And she said to me in Italian, with the help of the girl from the cell next door and an English-Italian dictionary, "There's someone who's coming to see you." That someone I did not realize was the regular person who visited the women and the men in the prison there on the island in Italy.
What island was this?
Sardinia.
On Sardinia. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm in a city called Cagliari, the capital. And down the hall, I hear the sound of footsteps and I look down the hall. Now, the thing about the angel from this dream that really hit me was that she had piercing blue eyes and she looked exactly like my grandmother. So as this person is approaching me, I'm watching this woman. She's clothed completely in white from head to toe. She's a nun. And they say, "This is Suor Angela." Suor Angela looked exactly like my grandmother with these piercing blue eyes. And she holds out a book and she says, "Do you know what this is? This is God's word. If you commit your life to him, he'll save you." And on the book was written the words, "The Good News Bible." And I fainted.
You fainted?
Yep.
Okay.
And I started crying.
I'm going to faint. First, we're going to go to a break because it's embarrassing to faint on camera. Holy cow. We'll be right back with Cynthia Garrett.
No.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay,
hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief
Please
Factor.
Do.
We get these testimonials in at relieffactor.com. Jenny from Texas writes, "I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car." It almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. And she got to the place, it's amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. "My husband had heard of your product," she says. "We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray. Cool. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
On February 16th, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
It was Jesus who first called his followers a city upon a hill, a light for all to see. Since then, John Winthrop, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, and Ronald Reagan have echoed those words for those who call America home. Join author and SRN radio host Eric Metaxas as he lifts up this message and headlines the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series, Friday, April 6th, in Lancaster, PA. This special event, sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy, reminds Americans of their unique heritage of liberty that is founded on biblical principles. Remember America brings to life the important ideas Eric captures in his book, If You Can Keep It. The Remember America Speaker Series with Eric Metaxas is Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Lancaster County Convention Center. Tickets and sponsorships are available by calling 717-344-5584 or go to dayspringchristian.com. dayspringchristian.com. The Remember America Speaker Series is a ministry of Dayspring Christian Academy. It is designed to remind Americans of their unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, A Little Monkeys for you. And I'm talking to Cynthia Garrett. The book is Prodigal Daughter, A Journey Home to Identity. That's a crazy miracle story you just told. What an amazing thing. God is in the business of miracles.
He is.
It doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes you have to go to jail. Most of us don't want to go to jail. But this happened to you.
Well, I was running away from being still with God. You know, be still and know that I am God. And I was that kid as a young girl in my 20s who had 1,000 friends. You know, many of them were famous and none of them were still knowing God. And I was in a lot of pain on the inside and trying to escape and numb the pain in all kinds of ways. And, you know, guys were a big part of that. So I ran off and married the wrong guy and woke up in a nightmare. But like I was saying, you know, God was so good. Like, that was the first of many miracles, that dream and the angel. I started reading that Bible from the second she put it in my hand.
That's why she hands you an English Bible.
The only English thing she could find, it was an English Bible, and it was the New Testament. So I had always questioned whether or not there were more ways to God. You know what I mean? Like, I thought, well, you know, it's also very liberal California, you know.
Yeah.
All roads.
There are other ways to God. Instead of going to prison, you can get really, really sick. You can get really, really depressed. There's all kinds of ways to Jesus. Okay, so this is it. So you get out, and then what happens?
I get out. I escaped. And 10 years later, Berlusconi, the Italian president, gave me a complete absolution, to be quite honest with you.
You escaped from Italian prison?
I was let out under house arrest over the next couple of years.
Was it on a motorcycle?
No. It involved a car and a ship.
Vespa?
A car, a ship, and a plane.
You really were...
No, I'm not kidding. This is a true story.
It's like, in the book.
It's in the book.
Yeah, don't tell it. Make people read the book.
It's in the book.
A prodigal daughter. So you get out of prison, and then you got to testify against your husband.
I do that. But I'm living under house arrest. And mind you, the only reason I'm released from prison is because it turns out I'm pregnant. Somehow, in the midst of all of the crazy, the biggest miracle in my life was the fact that I had been told by my gynecologist, my nice Jewish doctor in Beverly Hills, that I'd probably not be able to conceive without a lot of medical intervention because I always had a lot of female problems. And so I end up finding out I'm pregnant. My body tried to abort the child in the 3 months I was in prison. And the Lord told me, just stay in the bed. Don't get up. I've got this. And he did. And I have a 25-year-old son who's on fire for Christ, who guys like Robbie Dawkins and Blaine Cook and Randy Clark keep trying to take around the world with him because he's quite gifted. So when you talk on this show about miracles and healings and and I say my son brought revival to his campus in Kansas, I mean, I really mean it. This kid will pray for people and flip the room upside down.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where is he now?
He is my miracle baby. His name is Christian Abraham, and he is currently in the hotel room here in New York City.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
He's around. Why didn't he come here with you?
He had meetings. Yeah.
Oh, he had meetings at age 25. What a big shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have a ton of time. This is so exciting to meet you. I'm so glad you're here. What's the rest of the story? What should we talk about?
Well, I mean, the rest of the story is kind of simple. I came out of prison, got immersed in Hollywood. God blessed me with my childhood dreams of walking on red carpets and having my own talk shows and had my own late night show on NBC. And I did all of that. Sat in with Regis and, you know, development deals, you name it. Sold a TV series to ABC, never got on the air because of the writer's strike, but yeah. I've always been a writer and a creator. And honestly, I got for a period of about 15 years so busy with the blessings that God was sitting in the back seat. And about 12 years ago, I got on my knees and I said, God, you can take the private planes, you can take the famous people, you can take the career, you can take the house, you can take the car. I don't care. All I want is for my 14-year-old son to walk in the prophetic promises that were spoken over his life. And I want to touch people's lives the way this woman named Joyce Meyer touches people that I secretly watch. And no one in Hollywood knew that I had this relationship with God on this Christian channel called TBN.
Right.
And that's where I fellowshipped. I didn't know where else to go.
Right.
I'd watch TBN. And little did I know that the plan God had for me a decade later was to take all of what I do in television, put me on Christian television on that same channel. My son gave his life to the Lord watching TBN at 3 o'clock in the morning when he was 12. I mean, like, the crazy completion and how God brings our life full circle to me never ceases to amaze me. And today I travel around the world speaking at conferences and I speak on a lot of pulpits for a lot of ministries.
Let me tell you, your career is finally going to go someplace now that you've been on the Eric Metaxas show.
I believe that.
People, it's just going to blow you wide open. Be prepared. Be prepared. I'm kidding. Unfortunately, I'm kidding. No, but I tell you, it's so wonderful to hear the stories. God's walking along with people. I mean, what an amazing, beautiful story. And in some ways, the best part is that your 25-year-old son is on fire for Jesus.
It's everything.
Like, that's just about it, right?
It's everything.
What do parents care about? That.
That.
Who cares about anything else? I mean, seriously,
it's
who cares?
True.
That's so wonderful.
And God sent me an awesome husband who loves the Lord, who's been in and out of ministry for 30 years as a teacher. He's an architect and a designer, but it's his passion. So we always teach.
He's not running drugs.
No.
You sure?
No.
Okay, good.
Just
Bibles. I'm just checking as your brother in Christ.
Just Bibles to Africa.
Just Bibles to Africa. Oh, man.
As I'm big, my TV programs are huge in Africa. So
you hit the jackpot. Is that true?
Yeah.
So you're all over the world.
I have about 3 million viewers in England alone, out of couple more across Europe. And,
okay, now I want to be on your show.
Yeah,
because I don't have any viewers. Actually, no, I do. We have a few viewers on Metaxa Super. But
I'd love
that
you to be on
so
my show.
Cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd have to come to England.
No, I can Skype you in.
You can?
Yeah.
But I want to come to England.
Okay.
I want to come to England because here's the thing. My wife and I like England so much, we had our honeymoon in England.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get
oh,
out
yeah.
Of town.
21 years ago. She also married the wrong guy, but she has stuck with me for 21 years. Years.
Because she's a nice Christian.
Isn't that amazing? Because she feels she's got to go through with it. She's got to follow through. But that is so cool. Yeah, we had our honeymoon in England. And of course, we love England. I go there for C.S. Lewis conferences and any excuse I can find. Okay, Cynthia Garrett, we're going to go to a break. We're going to have a final segment with you folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. The book is Prodigal Daughter, Prodigal Daughter by Cynthia Garrett. Our website is metaxastalk.com. Please check it out.
And ride that highway in the sky.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hearst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
Moses, I have been removed.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Cynthia Garrett. Elton John has to step to the side. I apologize, Elton. You know I love you. Give Bernie my best. But we're talking to Cynthia Garrett right now. Cynthia, your story is so crazy and wonderful. Where do we even go from here? You're on TBN around the world. And what is your program about? What's it called?
Well, the Sessions franchise, it is. The Sessions with Cynthia Garrett.
The Sessions.
Yes.
What does that mean? Sounds like musical. Sounds like jam sessions.
It's like the London Sessions is a one-hour talk show we did with a live studio audience and guests, a la all the different daytime talk shows I've done.
Right.
We send a crew out into the world, look at the world's point of view on issues like sex, dating, forgiveness, you name it. And then we unpack God's point of view. The half an hour show was in response to the 1 hour, which costs a lot more to produce. Half an hour is really easy. Sometimes I go on and I feel something on my heart to preach about, and it's just me preaching and riffing to the camera. I call it my I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You can't say hell on this program.
Oh, oops.
Please say heck.
Heck. and sometimes I have on guests, and we'll teach and just talk and interview and let it's just great. I can do whatever I want with a half an hour.
But this is all filmed in London.
It's all filmed in my studio in London. And I bring in a lot of American guests on Skype, actually.
You fly them in on Skype?
I fly them in on Skype.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
This is around the world on TBN. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. Mm-hmm. It's called The Sessions. And what's the other one called?
The Mini Sessions with Cynthia Garrett and the London Sessions with Cynthia Garrett. You can check it out on cynthiagarrett.org also
okay.
for information.
.org. I just love it. But TBN, mm-hmm. people don't know the good that TBN does around the world. There are a lot of people that are they're critical and they're very – and I'm so fascinated at the breadth of that ministry. I was saying earlier, I've gotten to know Matt Crouch, and I'm just blown away by the reach around the world of the good news of Jesus Christ. And you know, it's pretty fantastic.
I was discipled on TBN. My son gave his life to the Lord on TBN. So I had a moment where I cried on a set, had the audience crying and the guests crying because it hit me that God knew from day one that 10, 15 years later, he would launch me in ministry and my ministry on TBN. It's really crazy, the providence of God.
God is in the business of crazy. He's so more creative than we are. It's not even mm-hmm. funny. Mm-hmm. It's actually scary if you think about it too much.
Oh, it is.
So I try not to.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you're one of these people I can say you've got a face for TV, and people always joke around, Eric, you got a face for radio. Ha, ha, ha. But I think that it's wonderful to be able to reach out on the airwaves, whether it's radio or TV, with these stories, with this good news, because there's so many people hungry for this. They don't even know they're hungry. And then they hear it and they go, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
So this is kind of what you're doing. And now you've got a book.
Now I have a book, Prodigal Daughter, A Journey Home to Identity. And I really think I'm really blessed that I get a lot of emails and letters from people who write to me directly through CynthiaGarrett.org
right.
about their experience with the book. And I try to answer every person that writes to me. Sometimes it takes me a minute to get through a backlog.
You
but
do?
Yes, I do.
See, now you're just making me feel bad.
No.
God's using you to bring a big guilt trip to Eric Metaxas.
I got a lot more people to write to.
Oh, yeah, obviously. No, come on. It's just that I couldn't even possibly, just because I've got so much going on. But it sounds like you do too, so I have no excuse. But I wish I could, I'll tell you that much, but I know I can't. But if they don't understand, well, I'm just telling them now.
You're self-flagellating, stop.
I know, I got to stop. Hey, Cynthia Garrett, how wonderful to get to meet you, to get to know you a little bit, to be continued, I'm sure.
I hope. I'm a huge fan.
Absolutely. Oh, stop
it. Thank you.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Thank you for listening. Pick up a copy of Prodigal Daughter.
And I brought you a copy.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.